That is the StoryCorps theme. This holiday season, an estimated 45 million people are going to board airplanes. And with that many people on the move, something is bound to go wrong. So today from StoryCorps, we'll hear from someone who served as kind of an apologist in chief for an airline. He worked in customer relations at Southwest for 15 years. It was his job to say, "I'm sorry" to frustrated passengers. He talked about apologizing for a living with his wife at StoryCorps.
Hello, my name is Fred Taylor, Jr. My job was to send letters of apology to customers that have been involved with flight disruptions. I don't think I can provide you with a rational explanation for the myriad of frustrating delays that occurred with your December 1st flight from St. Louis. For me, saying I'm sorry became second nature. It's been a way of life. You have to know your audience. They're white-knuckle travelers out there, and they get upset pretty quick. If an engine shuts down because parts of the fan blade come apart and you can see plumes of fire, it's an emotional event. My job was to offer them assurance, hey, this wasn't as big of a deal as what it may have seemed like. I know that no matter what I say in hindsight cannot make up for the poor service you were given that exhausting day. I remember an unruly passenger. She was a nervous flyer who tried to self-medicate, and alcohol and prescription medication, the change in cabin pressure, don't mix. And so this lady, she starts taking her clothes off and started chewing on the seat bottom cushion. And then I have to turn around and apologize to 137 people. Of course, measuring the total amount of each person's inconvenience is difficult to do, but I ask you to accept this gesture in order to give us another chance. How am I at apologizing at home?
Our daughter, Olivia, has been telling her friends that her dad is the sorry man. But one thing I think that's pretty incredible, when you were in college, you were in a remedial English class, and then you were able to make a career where you were writing for a living. Even when my dad died and you wrote a eulogy, I can remember hearing the people behind me crying. And then you started with the funny stories, and I could hear the people behind me laughing. It was just perfect. You put people at ease. So you're more than just the sorry man.
Fred Taylor with his wife Julie at StoryCorps in Fort Worth, Texas. Their conversation will be archived at the American Folklife Center in the Library of Congress and featured on the StoryCorps podcast.